Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
That was our tribute to Bollywood.
Yes, wow. We got our Bollywood hands in there, and it is harder than it looks. It is yes. As hard as and it looks very difficult. Well, what's up, everybody? Put your hands together and get excited for tonight's reclap of our favorite dance show, Dance Moms, here at AfterBuzz TV. We are live on the chat roll right now in studio in North Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And tonight we will be breaking down season 6, episode 5, Abby is Replaceable.
Uh-oh.
Now, there's a title we haven't seen yet.
Okay. Abby is gone, is what Abby is.
She's gone, and is she replaceable? Da-da-da. Mm. So, anyways, shall we introduce ourselves? Now, you're looking really lonely over there, Mira. Mira's a little bit sick right now.
Oh, I'm in the quarantine bubble over here. Yeah. Girl in the bubble, right? I'm Mira Jennings. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Mira Jennings. Thank you guys for connecting this week. Yeah, just over here, you know.
Hey, and I'm JJ Snyder. I'm over here, so I don't get Mira's germs. Stay over there. Don't be breathing on me.
I'll try not to.
I'm J2 Snyder on Instagram and Twitter. Great to see you guys.
Yes. You guys missed it. We did a little pre-tape, little cheerleading, and we couldn't touch Mira's hands.
So. Go team.
Go team.
Go team.
Yes. What's up, everybody? We are small but mighty again, and we are here to break it down for you. I'm Candace. You can tweet me at Candace_Camacho. And if you haven't already done so, please head on over to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV and subscribe to our channel. Thank you so much for tuning in week after week. We love you guys. We appreciate all of your opinions that you watch us week after week. If you guys didn't watch us, then we would not have a show. So thank you very much. We appreciate it. I love coming to the show. It's one of the highlights of my week. Yeah. Get to get out of the house. No.
Just kidding. We love joining you, Candace.
Thank you. And if you're out there on SoundCloud and iTunes, we really appreciate you guys too. Please keep listening and commenting and give us a thumbs up and keep us in that 5-star range. Super appreciate you guys. You can always get in right in on the conversation. You can't see it. I don't know if you can, but JJ has
I'm trying to pull it up right now. We have so many fans that write us.
Yeah.
So many people that contribute on the message boards, and we really thank you guys for sharing your opinions and for keeping it nice.
Yes.
There's been some really just nice, you know, sweet comments this year. And,
great.
You know, don't be afraid to give your opinion, too.
Yeah, give your opinion.
But let's be nice to each other, people.
Yes. But you can get involved right now with the chat because she has this really cool little gadget with it's up there on her
I bought it on Amazon.
Yeah, so.
It's pretty cool.
And speaking of nice, guess who else is nice?
Who?
Me! I'm nice.
You are.
I am.
You're totally nice. Why?
Well, because you guys, we all know that you love Tony so much, and our beloved...
Drum roll.
Our beloved JJ is going to be gone next week, so...
Yay!
You can thank me for this, but... Tony will be filling in for her.
Yes.
Woo-hoo. So
I know you guys are so sad that I won't be here.
No, we are. That's not the point. You are not replaceable. We are a team here. We don't function like that. Everybody is important and has their own gifts and opinions to give.
I think Tony's going to be awesome because he's going to come back. He hasn't been talking about the show. He's going to be all fresh, right. And he's going to have plenty of opinions.
Right. I probably won't get to say anything.
I know. I was actually a fan of Tony's before I was on the panel. Like I told you guys, I watched shows every week, so I can't wait to hopefully sit by him over here and share some of that fire.
Yes, yeah. You should get well so that you can sit by
him. Yes, I will.
Yeah.
I'll be 100%. Don't you worry. Okay.
All right, so without further ado, let's kick it off.
Let's do it.
Yes. Abby is nowhere to be found. She put in her resignation letter last week, but we all know that's really, like, not happening. She's just out and about taking care of her business right now, which is totally understandable. But apparently, the girls can't even get into their own studio, that beautiful studio that she had built. They're back at the 3rd Street Dance where they started.
That was a little unusual.
Yeah, that was a big slap in the face.
I thought that was really interesting.
Didn't you guys think for sure, like, one of the moms would have keys, like Melissa?
Oh, yeah.
Like, for sure Melissa would have keys to that place.
I wonder what actually happened. I mean, do you think that it was political, or there was just really something going on in the studio, like some kind of a repair or too many classes? Or
I think Abby was just out for probably flew back to Pittsburgh and took the keys with her.
She's like, studio closed.
Yeah.
See you guys when I see you, but you're not coming in here.
So, but the girls are still competing. Gia's with the girls, so they're going to be competing. It's just a little bit broken of a team, and it turns out to be like a super stressful week. So
really stressful.
Really, yeah.
Because they have to get together these little minis, and it seemed like they had a really short rehearsal period also.
Right. Yeah, just it was a really short rehearsal
stressful.
Period. Yeah, they get to do the Bollywood number, which, they get to learn a completely new type of dance that they've never done before, dance with together that they haven't done before, which I think is good because that's how it is in LA. You have to be ready. You have to be, you know, like for hosts, we have to be ready to like get the script the night before and just go with it.
Yeah. And I love seeing the guest choreographers, even though Abby kind of hates it. She always speaks out against guest choreography, but I get really excited when she's kind of gone because it's like, you know, the teacher's out and there's a substitute teacher, so you can have a little more fun.
But she was out, but was no room for less drama. I mean, there's still, like, you know, her absence proves that there's no absence of drama.
Right.
Nope, the drama was really happening this week. Well, the moms kept the drama going.
They did.
Whew.
And there was a little bit of social media drama going on with Mia.
That was sexy,
you guys. Don't hate, appreciate.
Well, I thought that was so interesting because last week, you guys, we were talking about the 17 magazine article that featured Nia. And I remember reading on the news and gossip, one of her quotes was like, you know, don't let the negative things that people say about you bother you.
Right.
And then here she is. I mean, she knows because she grapples with it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I felt bad for her. She was genuinely crying.
Too. And just to clarify, just so I make sure I have everything right, and maybe the viewers do too, but was she upset? So was this the situation? She posted a video on Instagram of her doing turns? Is that right? Or something of that nature?
And was it turns or terms?
I don't know.
It was turns, and she was demonstrating, like, how to do the turn.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then people were
like, that's not how you do it.
You can't turn.
That type of thing. But if you know, you are going to be in the limelight like her and like us, you have to deal with that sometimes. I mean, we've all dealt with it. She's, you know, dealing with it on a higher level because she's so recognized.
But she has millions of followers.
Yeah.
I kind of wonder when I read mean things on message boards, and I'm on message boards all the time, I kind of feel like some people don't think that the person they're writing about is really a person.
Right.
Exactly.
Like, oh, she's a celebrity and she won't read this and it doesn't matter because she's a celebrity. And it's like, she's a person.
Exactly.
Like, she really is going
to
feel this way.
Yeah. That
just
was
how you would feel.
Yeah.
That was sad.
But
get with it, guys who write mean stuff.
Right.
Don't write mean stuff. Usually, if somebody's writing something mean, then it's actually just a reflection of how they actually feel about themselves. So,
can you give an example of that? Because it's really interesting.
Yeah, if I said...
Say something mean to me.
Like, if I said, no, I'm not gonna... So-and-so over there on the couch, oh my gosh, like, her hair is so nappy. Like, really, I'm unhappy with my own hair.
You just, because it's something you notice.
Yeah, because, like, my hair is on my wavelength, so I'm noticing her hair, but that was just an example.
Thank you for giving me examples.
You're welcome. Okay, back to the show.
Yeah.
So, Gia is in charge. No pyramid. No solos. That's not her style. But instead, you guys, they have three duets.
Yeah.
So, they're doing the Bollywood number. And Nakheel from So You Think You Can Dance, which I didn't recognize. I was like, that's a negative on the recognition. Yeah. But I loved his energy. And he's really positive and really cool. So, that was something I was looking forward to. But you've got three duets. So, Nia and Kalani, they get to do an African dance number, which they've never done before. They're the perfect duet for that.
Yes.
And that the choreographer, is it Aisha Francis or it's Laisha? I thought it was Aisha, but assistant to Travis Payne, she's going to come in and teach the girls that number because Gia's never even done that type of dance. So this is really opening up the girls and broadening their horizons. So I thought that was great.
Completely new way to move for them, I thought. It was so exciting.
Yeah definitely. Yeah. And then on top of it, to like make it a little bit more interesting, they've got a mini duet between Little Peyton and Alexis. And then the little Peyton's interview, which she had way too much hairspray and makeup on. She's like, I had to learn three dances this week in her little voice. I'm like, they just got this kid ready for 6 hours to say that one little line. Poor thing. Kendall and Bryn get a duet as well. And then Kendall's going to be the darker kind of punk rock character. And then Ashley pipes up and sticks her foot in her mouth. And
it's
like, gosh. Now, which part is more hard or more difficult?
Why did she do that?
Brands or Kendall's? And then Gia quickly is like, they're the same. I just felt like, Ashley, you need to take 5 minutes. That's what I tell my toddler. Do you need 5 minutes? Like, just
I couldn't believe she started in with it either. And I'm like, if you're going to be working in a pair... Yeah. Then it's called teamwork. Like, Ashley, where's your positive attitude?
She's working against the whole team from the beginning. Like, it's a duet. You want to be synchronized together. It's like it's one person. Like, has she not had any dance background? It's what you do. It's you go together. It's not one against the other.
Exactly. I just don't understand why she wants to have Bryn so separated from the team. Like I've said last week, Bryn really likes these girls and she wants a friendship with them, but I feel like her mom's kind of getting in the way of that, kind of pitting her up against her teammates every single week, and it shouldn't be like that.
No.
So Selena Ross on the message board just breaks it down for us, and she just says, Ashley, why? And that pretty much sums
it
up.
That is enough, yeah.
Yeah. The thing that really bothers me is just how it affects Bryn. Because it's just not fair.
Right.
Yeah. It affects her. It's a bad example. And then she's talking bad about another kid. You know, she said several bad things about Kendall throughout the episode. You know, to several. Like, you know, she can't do a character to save her life, and she messed up the number, and it's just,
That's a whole other conversation, though. That's going to be interesting.
Later on.
Mm-hmm. And why they assigned her that part.
Right, yeah.
But anyway.
Right, well, we will get to that, I guess, when we get to the dances. I feel a surprise coming on from Miss JJ here. Yes. So they're in the studio, you guys, rehearsing the Bollywood number, everybody together, and they've got these really intricate hand movements.
Yes.
The lotus and the katabuka, which we tried to do at the beginning. So we get an A for effort, you know what I mean? I don't know. That we were.
I rewound it. I don't know if anyone else did. I rewound it like 5 times just to make sure it was the first two fingers.
First two fingers.
Yes.
This is katabuka.
Now, I feel like a little intimidated because he said, you know, this is so old and such a tradition. If you do it wrong, people get upset.
Absolutely.
Yes. Do you really think anybody is going to be noticing.
Upset?
Yeah.
Well, I hope not, but we hope you guys will try it. It's fun.
I think it's
cultural dances like this are kind of a touchy subject, I feel like, in the dance world and just entertainment in general, because there is like a fine line between appreciation and appropriation. And so when people do styles that are rooted in a certain culture and they do it wrong, it can come off as offensive if people, like you said, if the judges know that style and one of you is off, they're going to notice. But maybe none of the judges do, so it kind of just depends. But I think they did a good job overall. Yeah. But we'll get to that.
Well, they certainly, you know, they did have a really short time to rehearse.
It seemed like they did. Why was that? Why were they rushing?
I mean, just the concept to me of rehearsing a dance within 1 week. Right. To perform on a Saturday that's pretty intense.
And with the minis, so.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, so wait, while we're on the subject of Katabuka and this dance, we also have bindis from India.
Oh my gosh.
For our foreheads.
Did you go?
No, I have a very good friend, Kumar. Hi, Kumar, if you're watching.
Hello, Kumar.
He was an exchange student with my family, and he's kind of my Indian brother, and he's really, really fun and awesome. And he gave me these.
That's so cool.
I've just been saving them, waiting for a moment to use them, so I'm going to put one on.
That's very cool. Yeah, is he still with you?
Go ahead. Nope, he is actually back in India, but we talk on Facebook.
Oh, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
I always wanted to know I mean, I probably should research, but did he explain this part to you? Or, like, the custom?
He just sort of, I had asked him, like, where you get these, and he said it came in this cool little book, and it said, he said that you will go into stores, like, it's very fashionable still. It's a fashion trend. So you go into stores, and there'll just be tons of these little books it looks so cute on you.
Is it?
There'll be tons of these little books to choose from.
Oh, wow. And, that's gorgeous.
I know. I always love them.
It says, after use, keep bindi on the same card and on the... Oh, and so it'll last. So the card it comes with, I wonder if you can get these online.
Wow.
You can actually stick it back on the card so you keep it for next time. And there's all kinds of colors.
That's pretty cool.
Isn't that neat?
Thank you, Kumar.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Love it.
Thank you. And we are hands-on here at AfterBuzz. I mean, we did the choreography. We're wearing the jewelry. We're good.
We're getting in the spirit.
Awesome.
You know what? What I love, though, was the spirit that this choreographer brought in. Because he was like, this is, like, about joy and happiness. And I do always feel that when I see Indian dance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Notice that.
Oh, yeah. Much, much different than what Abby would have said. So I was enjoying it.
Yeah.
So a really cool thing, Kalani and Nia, they get to go to the Debbie Allen studio and take a African dance class. So before they have to actually perform it, and they've never done it before. So they go and they have, like, a really great time. Debbie is extremely welcoming, like a breath of fresh air. You know, she's not, you know, a completely different approach.
Yeah,
than,
for sure.
Yeah. And Debbie is, if you guys don't know, Debbie is a huge choreographer, actress, director, very well known here. I've been to some auditions at her place, and it's crazy. Very well known, so it's a very good opportunity.
Yeah, definitely.
Them.
And she's won, I mean, award after award for choreography and acting, so it's awesome. I mean, I feel like if Abby were there, she should even be happy to have them working with her, because she's right on the level with Abby as far as infamous choreographers and in the dance world, so... That's awesome.
Yeah, and Debbie said, never be afraid to try something different, and there's a difference between being an artist and a performer, and she would wish artistry on both Nia and Kalani.
I love that you said that. I wrote that down as well, because I thought, oh my gosh, this is what this show could be like. Like, it could be that this very inspiring, wise choreographer is passing on this wisdom and to these girls.
Yeah.
And I just really appreciated that moment.
I did, too. I wrote it down. And
I did,
like,
too.
Did you kind of, like, sit back and, like, relax a little bit instead of, like, being so intense? I think I did.
It made me think. I'm like, oh, am I an artist? Like, it was neat.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
It was very nurturing,
It could
too.
Have been a completely different spin on the show with somebody like her. Maybe she'll have her own show next time.
Maybe, yeah.
Got your panel here.
Well, it was interesting that she agreed to be on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I thought.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that she would even be on it, to be honest with you.
But on the other hand, it opens her up to this great audience of dance moms.
Right.
For us all
and
to get
any
to
business
know her,
person wouldn't say, wouldn't turn it down.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's a big business move.
And I even remember when Vivian was here, she was saying how she kind of knew her through her past in her school, and she, Miss Debbie Allen, does not take any drama. So I think when she signed up, she kind of knew that it would be a different vibe than when Abby's around, because she's just not into all that. She probably would have just walked out. Like, no, I don't want this in my studio.
Right.
So,
well, Miss Debbie even offered the girls to come over and rehearse. Because Holly explained to her that they were locked out of the studio and Abby hasn't shown up. And so she actually invited all the girls to rehearse.
That have you guys taken an African dance class?
Yes. I have not, actually.
Yeah. Talk about some
I have back, as well.
Talk about some back movements.
They were sweating.
They were
that
sweating.
Is like
it's definitely
highly
not easy.
Aerobic.
It doesn't look easy, so.
Whew. But it's like it's joyful aerobic. It's like that was awesome. Just a couple seconds they showed of the rehearsal, I thought was awesome. The class.
Yeah, and they were having a great time and they got to get out and do something else. I have to say that I think Kaliqua at the end before they broke for commercial said possibly the best quote of the season. And she's like, here in LA, if you're a teacher, you might be replaceable too. And I was
I know.
That is.
That was an amazing point.
And Holly is so strong, and she picks her battles, and I was like, you go, girl, you know?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You know, we've heard that replaceable thing. I mean, we were joking about it earlier, like, you're replaceable. As a teacher, you might be replaceable, too.
You might be.
Snap.
I wonder what.
Yes, that was a serious
It was so
right
true,
yeah,
is what
sure
it was. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if Abby heard that, if she would. If that
good
got
question
back to Abby,
I don't
yeah
know. I'm sure it will.
I'm sure, but I don't.
But she would just go, well, I'll kick your daughters off the team.
Right. Well, back at the studio, Holly is beaming about the opportunity and telling the other moms about it. And Melissa is absolutely not happy about the Miss Debbie Allen situation.
Yes.
And she reveals that her daughters will rehearse where their jackets say.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the
ALDC. That was
ALDC.
A funny way to put it,
and
right?
I was like, okay, well, life is about change. And you gotta go with the flow sometimes,
right.
You know. That would be crazy to pass that opportunity up, you know, no matter what her kids are doing. And, you know, Maddie's off filming a movie.
Exactly.
Movie anyway, so. Okay, so you guys, Peyton and Ari were back at the hotel and they were excluded from rehearsing. So the moms are getting, like, super divided. What would you guys do? Because Peyton,
the new moms, I was like, oh no, here it goes.
The mini moms.
Is that what you guys are like?
It all starts here.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Peyton, throughout the episode, and everybody's always like in the hot seat. Like somebody different is in the hot seat. Like a couple episodes ago, it was Mackenzie. Mm-hmm. Now it's obviously Peyton, 6 years old. What would you guys do if that was your daughter? And I would feel like a lot of pressure because all of these moms are like, you know, stressing.
I would be like definitely rehearsing with her after rehearsal. and though, like, you can't put too much pressure on these little girls.
Right.
They're six.
A 6 year old, that's a lot. So, but I think she handled it pretty well. And actually, I thought it was more stressful on her mom than it was for her, for Peyton.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom just kind of freaked out this episode, don't you think? She was feeling the pressure, I think, more than Peyton was.
Well, I think I think because all those moms really did gang up on her.
I think
I mean,
too.
Really
I think the moms
were...
did a lot of...
Oh, well, yeah, for sure. But
very
I just
unfair.
Think even in her learning it, I think Peyton learns at her own pace, and she is younger, and like we saw last week, she definitely got it before the performance.
Actually,
but
I think it's incredible that both performances, it's like something just happens, and she just pops into
through.
It.
Mm-hmm.
Holy
she
cow!
Did. She did pull through. I mean, so at one point, her mom comes and takes her out of the rehearsal. That happens later, but she can't even, like, decide on how to get out of the building. She just knows that they're not going to talk to Peyton like that anymore. But she should have not done that. She should have just left the kid there. The kid wasn't crying.
Exactly.
She was doing okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So, okay.
Yeah, that made it worse.
Well, what would you do? You have a little one, so I'm curious if that were your daughter. Because I don't know, I mean...
It's kind... To be honest with you, it's kind of, like, already started to happen because just Tuesday, I was at the viewing room watching Athena do her, like, ballet class, and then this other mom piped up and was like, yeah, well, my daughter used to be in the gymnastics class with the two-year-olds, but they just don't know what's going on at all. So I moved her up to the three-year-olds, and I'm going there like, my daughter was in that class.
Oh, right.
The two-year-olds who don't know what's going on. I'm like, they're in diapers, lady. Like, you know, it's okay.
Exactly.
So it's kind of, like, already happening
a little
bit. Yeah,
it's definitely, it happens in the real world, not just on the show.
Yeah, so I can see, like, on this level, like, that they're at, when they've, like, you know, put all this time into it and this and that.
Oh, they are full-on competition teams. And
It would be stressful.
Big time.
Yeah, I would always take my daughter's lead, and I would feel her out, and I would know if I felt like she could handle it or if I felt like she couldn't. But you know, challenge is what life's about. You know, that's when you grow. That's when you learn. You know, if Peyton stays around long enough, somebody else is going to be in the hot seat in like a week or
she'll
two.
Be okay, yeah,
she'll be all right. She's just so cute.
She is.
And she's only 5, too. Like, six. So she just, like, stopped taking naps, like,
oh my
last
gosh.
Year.
And you know? I'm watching that group dance, and I'm thinking, this is what I was thinking. Could I have learned that choreography?
Right. As an adult woman. Yeah.
It's, like, incredible. She's 6. It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I really liked... when Aisha was rehearsing with Kalani and Nia, I really liked how she was really tough on them, but she didn't, like, cut them down in any way.
Right.
She got a little tough with them, I thought. Or are we not to that point? Because, like,
what did she say?
She was giving them a little heat, like, you've got to have more expression in your face to Kalani. She was pretty tough.
She told Nia that she dances like she has a backpack of bricks on her.
That's right.
And then she told Kalani that she dances like she has no feeling.
Right.
And sometimes I, in such a way, like, I agree with that. Like, I've said before, like, I need to see more from Kalani.
Yeah.
She kind of just,
I think we all,
you know, wax and is amazing, but I want more here. And then... Nia, sometimes she does need a little bit more lift.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, that's a better way to put it than you're replaceable and, you know.
Yeah. At crappy. Least it was, specific. Right.
Mm-hmm. And then Ashley starts to go off on Kalani a little bit and saying, like, well, Kalani always picks up and, you know, she's being really challenged right now. And I was like, girl.
Oh, Ashley.
Oh,
whoa.
Ashley.
She's going to get swiped down. You know what? I think when Abby comes back, Abby's going to, like, just put her in her place a little bit.
Because, I mean,
she
Abby
is acting
has
crazy.
Has she seen any of this, really? She wasn't at the last competition, right?
No,
she kind of walked out of the last one. She saw a little.
Did she?
But she was kind of egging it on.
Oh, right, with Kendall versus Bryn.
Because she was kind of like, Bryn's going to come in here and...
That's true. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So, speaking of more mama drama, we have a little situation between Tiffany, Tiffany the blonde, and Peyton's mom.
Right.
So, Peyton's mom, Carrie. So, apparently, they threatened to call the cops on Tiffany.
Oh, yeah.
That was extreme.
Yes, because apparently when Peyton was rehearsing, Tiffany had her cell phone trying to, like, catch her reaction when her daughter was rehearsing. So I don't think she actually called the cops on her, but they did threaten.
I was like, is this show come to that?
I know.
I did not like that at all.
I did not either.
I thought that was a little bit, like, I didn't feel like the... older group of moms, the original group of moms, would there ever be a call the cops situation?
Well, just with...
Not with the core group.
So I thought
there was
with the new mom... What? Was there another time?
I'm blanking on her name. Paige and Brooke's mom? You know, the...
Kelly.
Oh.
So other than that, there really
hasn't
been...
What happened with that? Her with cops.
Do you remember...
No.
a few seasons ago when they got into a little physical thing. But
Abby threw a chair at one of the girls, and it was a huge lawsuit.
The chair situation.
But other than that, you're right. I wouldn't expect, especially with the minis, I wouldn't think anything would be that serious yet.
I know already. You're calling the cops? Yeah. Although I have to say, like, holding your phone up to somebody did sound pretty, like, combative or just...
Yeah, that is a little much. Mm-hmm. So,
well, Carrie does take it to a little bit extreme at some points in the show, but I kind of feel her stress. You know, she's at this new place and she feels like everybody's banking on her daughter to pick up this choreography, and then the blonde Tiffany starts going at her because they're doing the duet together, and you know, it's just like, you know, it's okay. It's not like life or death, and that's what these moms make it out to be. This is not the end. If they're meant to make it, they'll make it with Abby or not.
That's true.
I mean, it's just gets to be ridiculous. I got really tired of seeing Tiffany in the interview saying, "What? I'm just really stressed out about Peyton. You know, a team is only as strong as their weakest link."
Okay, can I tell you what I'm tired of hearing? I'm tired of hearing people, or the moms say, Tiffany, we sacrificed a lot to be here.
Oh, yes.
I'm
that's
like,
a big one.
This is such an amazing opportunity. There are like thousands of moms and girls who would like to be on this show. So I don't know.
True.
I think that one's kind of a funny one.
So let's get to the competition.
Yes!
Yeah, the fun stuff!
Yeah, the good stuff.
They started with the duos. Don't be afraid of the dark. Peyton and Alexis. What do you guys think?
I thought that one was so cute. I loved Peyton's makeup. And I'm glad they had that because I don't know. You can tell when the kids are younger that they're kind of thinking about the steps a little bit more. So I think the makeup masked that pretty well. Mm-hmm. She didn't have to worry about her facial expressions. But I thought they did a great job. It was so adorable.
Mm-hmm. Still, really interactive. I kept kind of wondering if they were going to mess up. But they just really carried themselves through the whole number.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I thought it was fascinating to watch these little girls. I thought it was cool.
That's a good word for it. It was fascinating. And because Peyton had so much of that makeup on, it did make it more, like, so much more dramatic, right, to look. Ooh. And it almost, like, elongated her face when she would, like, go over and look. And
yes.
It was, like, a little bit scary. So they pulled it off.
Yeah, they pulled it off.
Yeah. And Peyton, she had, like, the harder part, the harder character to get. So, I mean, bravo. Good job.
Yes, good job.
Yeah. Okay, Isolations with the African dance, Nia and Kalani. A dance that they've never done before. I love their highlighted faces.
Their costumes and everything were on point. And the live drums, I love that they have the live drummers. That just added to it and for my, you know, mm-hmm. my taste. I like to see that.
The live.
That was awesome.
I wonder if they were from Debbie Allen's studio.
I bet they were.
Maybe were. Yeah. I thought these girls were so mature in this dance.
Yes.
I mean,
they look like teens.
They look like teens. And it was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very, like just full of energy and, like, athletic. And the costumes, I thought, were gorgeous.
Yes.
Like, there was, like, a coppery gold. And they had paint right here.
Yeah.
I loved
the highlighting and the all the paint, the costume. I loved all that. And I saw a lot of exciting, like, expression from Nia, which I really loved. And she was, like, sassy on some points and sexy on some points and then just smiling on other points. I was looking for that in Kalani, but I didn't really see that, but they both girls did a great job.
So Jeanette on the message boards, Cutie Pie, CC, Maddie Alex, like, everyone's like, yeah, we loved this number. Jeanette,
I loved this number.
All right. We all agree. Okay, how about the odd couple with Kendall and Brent? Kendall's got the character. It's a little bit darker. Do we think Kendall stepped up to the plate with the character that she was given?
I think without the costume, I wouldn't have known the difference, honestly. And we keep having this conversation, I feel like, and maybe I am being hard on Kendall, because like JJ was saying, if you don't have that in you, you just don't. I don't know if I got that punk rock, like, tough girl from Kendall in this in this dance. And I would have, I mean, I feel like if they didn't have costumes, you should still be able to tell, based on expression and performance, who's supposed to be, like, the nice, you know, pretty girl, and who's supposed to be the tough punk rock girl. And I think if they didn't have those costumes, Kendall was just as pretty and girly as Brynn.
Right. So what happened was the whole story that they set up was lost. The story of the dance was lost.
Right, right.
So, but here's my problem. Okay, we already know this about Kendall. Why did they cast it that way?
Yeah.
Why not make Brynn play the tough role?
Because she's trying
with the afro.
She's trying to get it out of her, so she's challenged week after week.
Yeah, that's
so she can try to get it.
So you're like, what's the expression? Squeezing.
I agree with you this time.
Because, something out of a something.
Like you said, if you don't have it yet, there's only so many times you can try to push that out of someone. Like, why see her fail at it? Give her something that she could do a little bit better. Ease her into it.
Yeah.
And I would love to see Brynn try to play that
part.
Because I
haven't
seen her do a dark piece
and
yet.
It's so and she is, Brynn is so adorable and so cute.
So that would have been a challenge.
And I kind of felt like, remember when Mackenzie cried the other week because of the latex on her face? That was Kendall.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh. So when Kendall cried, I kind of felt bad. I was like, oh, I would hate to be the girl who got the crazy costume. And then you have to dance with the girl who gets the pretty costume. Like, everyone wants to be the pretty girl in the dance.
I would love it.
Yeah.
You'd like the sass?
You get to stand out more, in my opinion. She could have taken that character and just killed it.
Yeah. You get to show out. You get to challenge yourself. From my experience, girls like Kendall, you can eventually pull it out of them if they want it to be pulled out of them. Because I've seen transformations with myself when I wanted something pulled out of me. Mm. But then I've also been in situations where, like, I was in a production and I was told that I was going to lose my spot if I didn't step it up. But that particular production, it wasn't me. And I didn't belong there. It was too much. It was like over the top for me. So I had both experiences myself. Hmm. So I just think she kind of just doesn't care and doesn't want it. I think she kind of is backstage, like, flipping us off, basically.
Right.
You know?
I mean, she might know what she wants to do, and maybe that's not a priority for her. Maybe after ALDC, she doesn't want to go do anything that requires being a dark character.
Yeah.
You know? She's a pop singer. She wants to be pretty and flirty.
Okay, but how about this, too? How about just life experience? How about that she just hasn't found that, I mean, that part of her personality?
Yeah.
That edgy, you know, wilder part.
And we forget how young, I mean, what is she, 12, 13?
Oh my gosh.
She has so much time to
talk to her when she's like 19 or something, right?
We'll be like, calm down. But I think she's got to step it up, but I just feel like the more pressure you put on somebody to do that, the less that they want to do that, in my opinion.
Celie on the message board said something interesting. She said, I think Kendall's scared to be unpretty. And, I mean, that's a good point. I think as a girl, it's good to be able to shake off the pretty dress and the pretty outfit and just be like, wow!
Let it loose.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just feel something else, too.
Yep.
Do something else.
Don't be afraid.
Like, talk about the Bollywood number.
Let's do that.
The group.
Lotus.
Yes.
Lotus.
We got it. Woo! Oh my gosh, it was fantastic. They pulled it together. It was fantastic. Like, the formations, the intricacy, the strongness of the movements, I was really impressed. I mean, they pulled it off.
Yes. And I was actually kind of, I was worried about how it would come out with the minis, but I loved seeing that, like you said, the formations on stage were just so appealing to the eye, you know?
Yeah.
With all of the different dancers, and I think they did an excellent job.
I got excited right when I saw them backstage in the outfits. It was so cute.
Gorgeous. All of this headband stuff.
But kind of like when the boys joined the girls for the number a couple weeks ago, having the big girls with the little girls, it just gave like this different group feeling.
Right, different dynamic.
And the and some of the smiles on the girls were just like awesome. It was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
It was
more
fun.
More different stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying like all of the variety that we're getting to see, and I love that the girls are opening their horizons too, and that's what you got to do to make it in LA. You got to be, you know, able to do it all. Triple threat.
Absolutely.
Diversify.
Diversify. All right, let's get to the awards.
Yay!
Shall we? Mini awards.
We cleaned up.
Yeah. First place, Peyton and Alexis. Don't be afraid of the dark. Yes, Peyton.
Yes. Great job. Yeah. And her mom was nice and happy after that. So
she
problem
was,
solved.
Yeah. Rest easy. Yes. Like, it's okay. You know, things, like, work out in the end, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I, like, was studying for tests, I'm like, all right, I don't have it now, but it'll configure my brain overnight. And it's amazing what a, you know, night's sleep will do.
I know. Yeah. It just came together.
Yeah, not being, like, so stressful that they did such a great job. Mm-hmm. The preteen, Bryn and Kendall, their duo got third, which I think we knew it wasn't going to be, like, a first or second. It just wasn't there. Teen, first place, you guys, Nia and Kendall, they got first!
Yes! I was so excited.
Happy. Yeah. I was so impressed with them. I absolutely loved it.
And they had really good, like, they're a good pair.
Yeah.
They
were like,
are. Yeah. This is the first duo we've seen of them, is it not?
Is that why they said that you guys knew you were going to be a pair? Because they've never been paired?
So that, I hope we see more of that.
I think that was with Bryn and Kendall because they were already like hugging. But I don't think Kalani.
Oh, was that Bryn and Kendall?
Yeah. I don't think Kalani and Nia knew that they were going to be together. But yeah.
Well, they did a great job.
Yeah.
It was great.
I think it's the first time I've ever seen Kalani stressed out because she can memorize stuff like that. Like, it's like no problem for her. And the Bollywood, got first place.
Yes! All
right.
It was a really good week.
It was, yeah.
There's been a lot of winning going on the ALDC.
So they don't need Abby to still have drama and to still have a win. So, all right, we need to get to news and gossip because we need to wrap in 4 minutes.
AfterBuzz TV.
Yes, let's go ahead and see what's going on. So, first of all, I don't know if you guys remember Asia Monet Ray, the little firecracker that was on Abby's dance competition show.
Love
she was on
her.
Dance Moms. She had her own spinoff, Raising Asia. Well, she was actually cast to play O.J. Simpson's daughter in FX's new series called The People vs. O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story. So
cool.
That actually premiered last night.
That's
did you
awesome.
Guys get a chance to see it?
Oh, no. I didn't see it, but I saw a billboard on the way here.
Okay.
I'm excited to see her in that. I think this is her first major acting role, so
that'll
be pretty cool. And also, Kendall, Maddie, Mackenzie, and Nia performed at Todrick Hall's event called The Toddler's Ball. So that's pretty cool.
When was that?
That was this last Saturday.
Oh, okay.
So it's always nice to see them work together. I know you guys, he's been here before, right?
He's been on the show, AfterBuzz show, several times.
So it'd be cool to have him back and talk about that.
Oh, look at that poster.
I know. Isn't that adorable?
That's a good poster.
I haven't seen the performance yet, but I'm going to go look for videos. If you guys out there have videos of that performance, please send it to me, because I'd love to see it.
I would too.
Now Maddie, our girl Maddie, will be dancing in a performance for Disneyland's 60th anniversary show.
Oh yes, she will.
How cool is that?
I saw that on Instagram.
That is awesome. So I'm excited for that, and that will actually be airing on ABC on Sunday, February 21st. So I will be tuning in and looking for Maddie. That's pretty cool. She's been getting some awesome gigs lately.
Awesome gigs.
You're not kidding.
She's very, very cool. And next, Kalani. Do you guys know she actually has her own dancewear line called Kalani Collection?
I did not know that.
Yes, so she recently did a photo shoot for her new line, and we will be seeing new photos and new pieces. So she kind of teased on that on Instagram.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. These girls are just building their own brands.
Look at that girl all grown up.
That's,
oh my goodness.
And her collection called Kalani's Collection, that site for Twitter has like a million followers.
Oh my god.
No, I'm like What is she, 13, 14, 13?
Yeah.
And she's just building her own empire already. These girls are killing it.
Well, you may as well.
Right? They're just on their way.
That's awesome.
And last but not least, Miss JoJo is filming a music video this weekend in LA.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool. And she's casting boys ages 10 to 16 right now. So if you check out her Instagram, you will see that you can email a video and your resume, and you'll be considered for a part in her music video. So
Gosh, how cool is that?
I know, how cool. I mean, JoJo has so much fire, so I can't wait to see her music video.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys seen her YouTube, JoJo's Juice? Anybody?
No.
Oh, yeah. She puts out, she has a YouTube channel, JoJo's Juice. So check it out.
Cute.
I've been wanting to check it out. All right, we got to wrap up. Anything else you guys want to say? No. Want to add in?
No, can't wait for next week. Is Abby going to be back?
Abby, I think so. Abby is going to be back. I predict that there will be more yelling and screaming and drama.
Absolutely.
Miera, where can they find you?
Thank you. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miera Jennings. See you guys next time.
Hey guys, I'm JT Snyder. Great to see you. Come join us next week.
Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Candace Camacho. Tweet me at Candace_Camacho. Please check out my YouTube at New Mom, New Wife, New Life. I got lots of fun little moments on my YouTube. I sure would appreciate you guys subscribing. Thank you guys so much for watching. We super duper appreciate it. We will see you next week. Same time, same place. Bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.